Okay, we are, today's daf is daf Dalad. We are on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. I want to thank those who responded to the question a couple of days ago about the sun. Appreciate the information that was sent. Okay, we are on Gimel and Beis to the two daf. There's one thought yesterday that we didn't have time for. And that is, the Gemara had a whole list yesterday of halachos which do not apply to structures that are less than dalal al dalal amos. Some of them say the word bias in the Torah, and that's why they don't apply. Others have different reasons. It's not royal ladira, and other reasons as well. So one of them listed was ma'ake. Kisivne bias chadash v'asisa ma'ake l'gagecha. It says if you build a house, you have to build a ma'ake, a fence, a gate, around the top of the house. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah ma'ake does not apply because of it's not dalal al dalal. Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer asks, the mitzvah of ma'ake is not just an asay. It says, you're not allowed to have damim in your house. You're not allowed to have a dangerous situation. And if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and all the poskim, the lo sase includes a lot of items, not just the roof. It includes any dangerous property that you have, any dangerous situation you have to take care of. That's included. And if not, it's not just lo samal dam reyecha, but it's lo sasim damim beveisecha. You cannot have a dangerous item. So what that it doesn't fit into the word, even if it's dalal al dalal, if you have a tiny little house structure, it's less than dalal al dalal. Fine, it's not a bias, but still shouldn't the lo sase apply? Lo sasim damim beveisecha? Why shouldn't that apply? There are cases, aren't there, that the lo sase and the ase, they're not just overlapping, aren't they? Different emphases. We had a shiur a couple years ago on this, what the nature of the mitzvah of the aseh and the los aseh is. Do you make a bracha on ma'akeh? It's a big discussion in the acronym. Is it maisa oriented versus result oriented? Nafkamina, could you get a non-Jew to do it? Or is there a kiyum for me to put up the ma'akeh? There's a shita that says that even there's ma'akeh nefrayim, that even if a non-Jew does it, you can make the bracha on the ma'akeh. Yeah, we generally don't hold that way. But again, this is a lot of issues in Makkah, but a lot of it relates to the essay and the Los essay. So if Salvation's question is, so what is Adal Adal? Shouldn't the Los essay still apply? Is there no mitzvah Makkah? So one answer he suggests is that maybe it's just not, the Metzius is not right. Because once you have a structure that's so small, less than Adal Adal, nobody's going to use that roof. Nobody's going to go up there, so it's not dangerous. Nobody's going to go up there, so that's why maybe the mitzvah Makkah doesn't apply. Because there's no Hechi Timsi that you'll have a Makkah Sakana that's less than Adal Adal. He gives another answer also, but maybe another answer could be based on a ritva. This is a ritva in Kiddushin. Ritva in Kiddushin, Daf Lama Dalet, asked Tosa's question there. And that is the Gemara there in Kiddushin, Daf Lama Dalet, lists off many mitzvos that women are obligated in because they're not Zman Grama. There's a whole list. That's the Zman Grama Mishnah and Gemara over there. So the Gemara there says, Hashavas Aveda, Shilua Chakan, Ma'ake, and others. All these are mitzvahs lo hazman grama, and therefore women are obligated in these. Right? Hashavas Aveda, it's not time bound, so women have to do it. Asks Tosfos there, asks the Ritva, what do you need the reason that they're not zman grama for? Just say that by all these cases, there's a lo sase also. By Shilua Chakan, lo tigacha em alabanim, right? Hashavas Aveda, lo sucha lo hisalim. There are lo sase also. Women are obligated in all lo sase. Even time-bound los assays, right? Shabbos, the women can't do malacha, just like they can't do malacha, they're chayav the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Go yeshna b'shabar, yeshna b'zachar. So ask the Tosfos, ask the Ritva, why does the Gemara there in Kiddushin have to say that the reason the women are pturos, are chayavos, in Aveda, in Ma'ake, Chiluch HaKan, or because it's not Zman Grama, just say that there are los assays involved in all of these. So Tosfos comes up with Hechi Tipsis, how maybe there are cases where the assay applies and the los assay doesn't apply. So he comes up with cases like that. But says the Ritva, according to the Ramban, Rabbeinu Ramban Zal tirates, Zibahani, in all these cases of Maka and Aveda, Shiluach HaKan, Avagav de Ispuhu lo sasei, Ein ha'ikr ela ba'asei shavahem. These are unique cases that the ikr, even though there is a lo sasei, but these lo saseis are there by these mitzvahs only to be machazik and back up the asei, which is primary. V'lo asa lo sasei, ela l'kiyume la'asei. That's the ikker. Make a fence. The achach v'losas nam beveisecha klomar lo ta'akev milatzos mitzvazu. The lo sase is telling you, make sure you don't forget to do the assay. But it's not a separate, conceptually. It's not a separate lo sase. V'chein ba'aveito ha'ikir ha'shiv t'shivim. V'hizir shlo tis'ali milakayim mitzvazu. V'chein b'shiluch ha'kan. V'kivan da'aseihu ikur. Because the aseh is ikur, says the Ritva, so that is why, if you just would have the los aseh, that wouldn't be strong enough to be mechayev the women. Because the los aseh is just secondary, it's tuffle to the aseh. Ilo ayinashe peturas min aseh, hayu peturas milav shebo. She'ein alav elakiyam aseh shebo v'gam zed nachal. That's the Ritva's answer to the Pshein Rabban. The Ritva's answer to that question over there. So maybe we can use a similar answer over here. Over here, Ark, the question was, you know, so what that the essay doesn't apply? It's less than dollar on dollar. So you might say, no. By these types of mitzvahs, by Makeh, once the essay doesn't apply, then the Los essay can't apply either, because the Los essay is just L'kiyume La'asei, to make sure you do the essay. Okay, how do you know in the Torah when you have essays and Los essays by mitzvahs? How do you know it's L'kiyume La'asei? How do you know it's separate? I have to look at the Rishonim. Whatever the Rishonim say, you know, generally we cannot apply such a Chiddush. If the Ramban says it, so then that's where it can be applied, by those three mitzvahs. Okay, that's just one thought additional to Ma'akeh, and now we move on. Two dots on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. Today's entire daf is about trying to... You have a sukkah that has a problematic height, either too tall or too short, and you're trying to fix it. How can you try to fix your sukkah? So there are ways to do it, by either raising the floor or lowering the roof. Those are all the different cases that we're going to have on today's daf, are those cases. Tomorrow, as I said, we get into what's the makar for the minimum height of the sukkah. We get into the aron and how tall the aron was, because that's going to be the makar for that. Okay, but today we have fixing your sukkah. So, Isaac of Amiasram Amma. You have a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, and we pass them like the Rabbanan. I guess Rabbi Yehuda, that it cannot be above 20 amos. Ubalamata bikar miksasos. So, first possibility, you want to throw in some cushions. You want to throw in some mattresses on the bottom of your sukkah in order to make it now create a new floor in the sukkah less than 20 amos from the schach. So is that okay? So the Gemara is going to talk about all different materials that you're going to use. Three categories. Number one category is karbik sasos. So the Gemara says lo havi miyut. That doesn't work. That is not called a miyut in the height of the sukkah. Why? Rashi explains lo havi miyut she'ein sofo lo haniach sham kol zayin. If they have said mamono, you're not going to leave it there. What, you want people to walk all over your pillows? You want people to get them all dirty, to have your mattress on the floor for a week? Okay, maybe for an hour you'll do it, but that's for it to be mavutal there, as we'll see, Rashi Shita is, you have to be able to leave it there all of Sukkot. Kol Zayin. Because you're not going to do that, because you're going to be a choshesh for your money, you're not going to be worried, maybe a hefsin mamono, so that's why it doesn't count as a miyut. The Ran doesn't say the issue of hefsin, the Ran just says you're going to use it, you're going to want to use it. You're going to want to use your pillows when you're inside. You're going to use your pillow on the bed. You know, you can take it off the floor, you're going to put it on the bed. So therefore, says the Ram, that's the reason. So this is why items that might be removed, or probably will be removed, do not create a miyut in the sukkah. It's as if it's not there. It's as if when you put it there, now, physically, there's less than 20 amos, but still, that floor is not bottled there. It's not considered connected, so that is why it is not called a floor. The Bir Halacha in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Gimel quotes, "What about carpets? What about carpets? So is that all? That's something nice, also that's meant to be on the floor. So what do you say about carpets? Chora ba'osan matzaos shematziin al gabei ritzpa b'batei ashirim." Right, in the affluent societies where they have rugs on the floor, so says the Bir Halacha, Shaper Efshalamait Behu Kishamatiyah Beshetach Zayin Al Zayin Mavathon. What the holo shaycha tamanal? Right, because if the reason is, like he quotes, that you were going to remove it, so here these were made to be put on the floor. So it shouldn't make a difference. So according to that, it would be okay. Especially according to the Ran. Forget Rashi about Hefs and Mamono, which doesn't apply because it was meant to be here. But also according to the Ran that we just mentioned, that you're always using them. Right? You're not always using them. You put the rug there, you're going to have it there. But Adaraba, halo ein omdin lazeh. So says the Bir Halacha, I think Misvara, that it should be good. Again, you have to have, let's say you have a 20... plus a mashahu. How thick is a carpet? How much height is it going to add? Okay, let's say you have a very hard surface carpet that you're not, you don't, it's not the kind that you fall into. It's not so soft. It's a thick commercial type of carpet. So it might add 2 inches. So is that okay? Says the Biolach. I think so. But he says if you look in the Meiri on our daf, it seems not like that, because the Meiri just says v'af v'karim v'pchusim shadarkei shel bnei adam levatzlan v'yeshiva sham. Even if you have cushions that are meant to be dirty, that are meant for people to walk on these cushions because you don't want to get your feet dirty, still mikamakom lo natru chachamim devrim l'shiurim. No chilukim. So says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm not sure, maybe according to that Miri, he says, low plug, so maybe you would say low plug by any soft, nice material that you would put on the floor. But he's not sure. He says, Lachora, he says the Miri would argue, but he thinks that there could be a possibility of this being the case. So if it could be removed, etc. What if it's nailed down to the floor, or if it's like connected to the floor, I assume it's bolted to the floor then. Right, that is, let's say somebody has, or nailed out the floor in the sukkah, let's say somebody has one of those retractable roofs on their sukkah, in their dining room, or in their, whatever it is, they have a retractable roof, they put the skach on top. So there, it's good chairs, you might have wall-to-wall carpeting. It might be connected to the floor. So then, over, it's bolted to the floor. So here it helps you. We mentioned in the past that there's another halakha that it doesn't help you for. We mentioned that, remember which halakha, about carpet and wall-to-wall? I'm Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by Evan Maskis. Right? The Minhag Yisrael is to bend down to be Korei Mishtachavim on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe on Yom Kippur there's more of a Minhag Yisrael. So luck is that there's an Isser in the Torah to go down straight on stone floors. The Evan Maskis will sit in Baratzachem, the Lishachlos Aleha. You're not allowed to bow down, because that's like the Chuvas HaGoyim, how they do it on their stone floors. So what, and halacha is any hard surface, not just stone, wood, or anything. So that's why the Ramah says in Or HaChaim that you have to have a hefsik in between yourself and the floor. That's why the paper towels on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not just not to get my suit dirty. Right? It's dafka to have a separation between myself. That's why you shouldn't just have it at your knees. You have it at your face. That's the Evan Maskil Sisra Barzach. You should have it at your face, the paper towels also. So fine, that's the Minhag Yisrael, to hand out the paper towels to have a hefsek. But what if you have a rug? Sometimes people bring little rugs to stand on. So would that work? So lechor, that would be a hefsek also. You have a little rug there. But there, the post could say, I heard Shem Rav Schechter, that if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, it's not good. That's bolted to the floor. So now there's no separation. You can't use that. So here, it works for your benefit, because it could be added to the sukkah as being bolted to the floor. Masha'eki, regarding that halacha, if it's wall-to-wall, so then it would be a lechumra on you. Either way, that's the question the Bir Halacha brings up regarding the carpet on the floor. So that is, if you try to be mevatel, to make the 20 amos height less by adding on pillows and cushions on the bottom of the sukkah, that doesn't work, because you assume you're going to take them away. Even though you're mevatel all of them there, still it does not work. Mishum, to batla daito etza kalata. Because most people are not mevatel it there. Therefore, even though you do, we don't allow your own personal thoughts to have halachic significance. Balo daito is a kol adam. There's a Rashi here. Rashi says, again, it seems to be, actually we'll get to the Rashi about how long to be vatel, so the next line. There's a Meiri here. The Meiri asks, it's asked by the Achronim too, but they didn't see the Meiri. Meiri asks, it sounds like from here that, let's say it would work. Whatever bittel's gonna work, we'll have some cases that will work with certain materials. It sounds like you'll just be able to put the pillows on the floor. Wonderful! Kosher sukkah! Or we're gonna have rocks and stones and straw. Put them on the floor, kosher sukkah! Says the Meiri, I have a question though. Tasav alamina asui. We're going to have a principle later on in the Masechta that says that you cannot, when you put your schach on the sukkah, it's got to be, or the principle is, you got to put your schach there and it's a kosher sukkah. You can't put your schach, you're not allowed to hang over attached branches over your sukkah as the schach and then cut the branches from the tree. One of the rules of sukkahs can't be mechuber, the rules of schach. So you can't do that. It's tasav lo menasui, similar to tzitzis, you have it by other mitzvahs as well. So ask the Meiri, if you fix your sukkah, but when you put your schach there, it was possible. And now you're fixing it, so isn't that a problem of tasav lo menasui? Ask the Meiri. And it doesn't sound like from the Gemara that you have to be menanea, you have to shake around the schach a little bit to solve the problem. So it sounds like you just have to add the floor. So why isn't that a problem of tasav lo menasui? Isn't that asui and it's not tasav? So says the Meiri, well, here the schach is a problem until you put the floor there.
No.
Right? Is schach above 20 amos pasul schach, or is it lav shem schach?
It's not inherently wrong, the schach. It's just, it's in a place. Right.
Oh. Exactly what the Meiri says. The Meiri says that this is a chiddush. Not everybody agrees to this. About chiddush, we have to remember this in a week and a half or so when we do tasav alamana asui. V'nira hatam Says the Meiri, no. Shekol she'asa haschach kitikno machmas atzmo l'shem sukkah. If there's nothing inherently wrong with the schach, it's detached, it's made from something that's not makabel tumah, right? It's all the requirements are there. The achar kach osem maisa lahachshir es apasal abalo mitzad acher, and then you fix an external problem which has nothing to do with the schach, but the schach is kosher. Aval pi she'ena osem maisa beguf haschach ein bo mishem tasav olam mina asui. Says the Meiri, if the schach is totally kosher, and there's another problem, it happens to be that your sukkah is too high, but if you fix that other problem, and the schach were put there perfectly, not a problem. That's fine. This is not called a problem with the schach if your sukkah is too high. There is a question in the Achronim, maybe this is taking a stand on that, is a sukkah above 20 amos, is that a problem with your schach or with your walls? So it sounds like for the Meiri, maybe he's saying it's a problem with the walls. The Kilas Yaakov, the Simon Gimel here, talks about that. Is higher than 20 amos a wall problem or a schach problem? So maybe the Meiri is assuming that it's a wall problem. The schach are perfect. They're just in, they have bad surroundings. They have bad names. So once you fix the surroundings, so then the schach can be kosher. Similar answer is given. If you look in the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gilyoni Ashas here, he goes to Maharal Miprag, who basically says the same thing, without quoting them Eri. He quotes this question, what about Tassav Lomana Asli? So he says, also, he says, the Eza Domo the Sharp Soul, the Shek Sochacha B'mechubar, Ein Olav Shem Schach, Legamre. When you attach branches to the sukkah as schach, and then you cut it, so you use pasul schach. That's not good schach. L'chein avi Tassav Lomana Asli. Avo psul kazeshu l'mal michav, Eino rak de lo sholta b'eino. V'lakach lo shayach b'zeh, Tassav Lomana Asli, Harei Shem Sukkah Alav. It's a sukkah. It's a sukkah with a problem, but it's a sukkah. If you have schach that is attached still, that is not a sukkah. Okay, so that is an important Meiri regarding our issue. That there's no problem in all these cases that we're going to have, no problem of taseh below min us. One other ha'ara, and then we'll get to the other materials. That is, there's a ravid that suggests that, let's say in this case, let's say it would work to be, we're going to have some materials that do work to be mema'it the height. Remember, we had three reasons why the height is a problem on Daf Beis. Three reasons why, do these mi'utim work according to all of those opinions? Let's think about it. Lo sholta be'ena, right? It's too high, so you're not going to see the schach. So, l'chora, this answer would work for that, because you'll be able to stand on the higher floor. Now you'll be able to see the schach. Number one. Number two is, if it's higher, the shade is going to come from the walls instead of the schach. So again, if you raise it, if you raise the floors, l'chora should work too. Says the Ravid, in the Tzvim Deim, in the Sefer, in the Shuvah Sefer, that according to the first two opinions, it would work. But according to the third opinion, it wouldn't work. What was the third opinion? What was the problem? Problem is, Diras Arai, Diras Keva. So your walls are going to be the same height. So it's still going to be a Diras Keva. So L'chora, says the Ravid, these answers that we're all going to have, ways to raise the floor of your sukkah, L'chora, wouldn't work according to the third answer. Because the third answer, the problem is Diras Keva, and aren't your walls still Kavua? They have to be very tall. That's what the Ravid says. The Meiri quotes this Ravid. He says, Reisi Mefarshit that say this, and I disagree. Because says the Meiri, once you create a new floor, you forget what's under the floor. You forget the wall that's under the floor, and your wall starts from where the floor is. And therefore it's less than 20 amos. That's the only wall under discussion. And therefore, all of these answers could work according to all three opinions on that base. The Gemara never connects it. That limits it. So maybe that's a smach to the Meiri. But the Meiri said that all of these answers could work according to any of the opinions, even the third opinion on that base. That diras keva, diras arai. Okay, so now we get to a second possibility. So we said pillows and karim and the cushions do not work to be mevatel the area. Tevenu bitzlo. What if you have straw? Straw is going to be a medium, middle type of material, and you were mevatel it there, actively mevatel it there. How are you mevatel it? Rashi here says befiv, verbally. You mevatel. We're going to get back to that. Seven ubitzlo, have miut. So then that works. The kol shekain afar ubitzlo, and surely dirt, earth, and you were mevatel it because that is the most reason that you're not going to move it. Straw is in the middle, but you might use it for your animals, but offer, of course, you're going to leave there. So if you're surely offer your mevatelet. Teven, ve'ein asilaf noso, v'yofer stam, machlokos v'yosef rabbanim. But what if you have straw, and you're not going to take it out, but you weren't actually mevatelet there? You don't even mind to remove it, But you are mevatel. You didn't think either in your head or say, I am mevatel that there for sukkahs. You didn't do that. Or afar, dirt, stop. You didn't even think anything about dirt. You just put it there. Those two cases are machlokas of Yossi and the Rabban. The thought is, the Mishnah says in ahalos. There's one word of hakdama to this Mishnah. But how the rule is, we know there's something called Tumas Ohel. That's what Masechus Ohelus is about. If you have a dead body or a part of a dead body, the requisite shear in a Ohel, in a building, so then anywhere in that room, there is Tumas Ohel. Somebody walks into the Ohel, they become Tameh. So that is Tumas Ohel. In order for something to be Metameh Ohel, it has to be called an Ohel. You have to have at least a Tefach height in order for it to be called an Ohel. If you don't have airspace of a Tefach, so then that Tumah does not spread to the Ohel, it goes rather straight up to Shemayim. Therefore, there's no Tumah all to the sides, but it just goes up straight to Shemayim. So, says the Mishnah, Ba'yishim iluhu teben otsroros, a house that you filled with straw or stones. So now there's less airspace than is required in order to create an Ohel. You've knocked out the Shem Ohel. So, is it knocked out? Or do those stones and straw become part of the new floor? Ubitzlo, says the Mishnah, and you were mevatel there, mevutal. So then the Tanakhama here says that if you're mevatel the stones and the straw, then mevutal, then it works, and it's not called an Ohel, and the Tumah just goes straight up out of Shemayim. Bitzlo inlo, bitzlo lo. So medayik from that lashon of the Mishnah, that only if you actually were mevatel there, but if you were mevatel there, then it does not become part of the floor. V'tani ala Rabbi Yossi omer, and we had a brisa about that Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yossi, Tevin, the Eino Sidla Fanoso, Tevin that you're not going to remove, but you aren't actually Mevatel, you just didn't have in mind to remove it. Hare Huka Afar Stam. That's just like Afar that you stam put there without thinking at all, Ubatel. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says, when it comes to Tevin, you don't have to actually be Mevatel it. Just putting it there, not having in mind to remove it, is good enough. Afar, Ba'asid, Lefanoso, Hare Huka Stam Tevin, Velo Batel. Dirt, the only problem is if you have in mind to remove the dirt, so then that's like stam tevin, where you didn't even have in mind to leave it there, the low batel. So we say these cases are machlokas. So just to be misakim, Rashi says, I know there was a little confusion here, so Rashi says, let me summarize all the cases now for you. You look in the Rashi of, the end of Rashi, tevin. So Rashi says, by straw, let me start off by saying, by karmic sasos it doesn't work, even if you're mevatel there. What about straw? So straw, if you were mevatel the straw there, and afar, for sure if you're mevatel, everybody agrees that becomes part of the new floor. If you have teven that you didn't think anything about, you just put there, and afar that you are going to remove, both of those cases everybody agrees, no, it doesn't work, it doesn't become batel. What are the cases of machlokas? If you have put at straw and you have in mind not to remove it, but you weren't actually mevatel it, A, or dirt, stam, dirt you put there, but you didn't specifically have in mind not to remove it. Those two cases are machlokas, Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, all of those are the different opinions about afar and teven, and having bitl, having in mind bitl or not. So it's interesting, Rashi here says, I mentioned before, ubitlo befiv. So the Ritva says, why do you have to be mevatel with your mouth verbally? Just think it. Think about being mevatel. So that's why the Ritva argues and says, belave. It's a gilui milsa. What do you need to be mevatel it actually? And the Ritva says, after all, it's like the Lashon I just said, gilui milsa ba'alma. It's just a gilui milsa. You don't have to be mevatel it bepet. So he could be alluding to a three-pronged sheet. I think we had mentioned this before. There's a Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tesim Beis. In the sugya of Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim or Dvarim Shebelev Lavi Dvarim. When do we trust, when is a person's thoughts halachically significant? Let's say in a transaction. You know, I sell you something and there was a condition, but I didn't verbalize the condition. So does that work? Generally we say it doesn't work if it's not verbalized. So Tosfos there has three different categories. He quotes the Reeve, Yom Ari, Mem Tesim Abayis, the Zohar L'Chayek V'Lomar. The Yesh Dvarim, She'enam Srichim Tanai Kofel El Agilu Milsa. There are some things that you don't have to use Tanai Kofel, which means a double Lashon of a condition, which is the highest standard that is needed, but you just need to say something. Gilu Milsa. Da'anan Tzadi, Da'adat Tzahachi Avid. If you mention some things, then that's good enough. V'gam Yesh Ram Da'afil B'Gilu Milsa Lo Boy. Some things you don't have to say anything, because it's so obvious. For example, the case is, let's say a person gives all of his property away, all of his assets, and then the next day, his long-lost son comes back. So, of course, he would have wanted to give some to his son. Let's say somebody sells all of his possessions, because he's making aliyah, and then it falls through. He loses his job there, and then he stays. Again, even it's obvious his actions. So the halacha is, again, it's complicated lamaisa, but says the Ri, so the halacha is that you wouldn't have had to say anything. So then you have, and then you have some cases, says the Ri, that are you're not sure about. So that's when you'd have to make a tznai, but maybe not a tznai couple. There are different categories of statements. So says the Ritva here, what are you doing here? You're filling up your house with dirt. But so you don't have to say the condition. It's a gili milsaba alma here. So said the Ritva, like that, one of those categories. You just need to be makal your das. It's not totally obvious, like selling all your property to somebody else because you don't have a child. But still, you don't need all the rules and conditions that are usually applicable by other rules, by other mishmat katanah. Yeah.
Already that the opposite way
Oh, so the Gemara already said that nobody does that, but here many people do this. So therefore, that's where it would fit in. That it would be just a gili milsa is needed. Okay, let us continue. Ha'isa gavoa. Next case. Ha'isa gavoa by the little gimel. Ha'isa gavoa be'asrim amma v'hutzin yordan l'tov amma. Let's say your roof is above 20 amos, but you have branches and leaves from your schach are hanging down. And it's not just one, but you have a bunch of branches. The original schach is above 20 amos, but you have a lot of branches hanging down, and now that new level of schach, let's call it, is under 20 amos. So does that work? So imsi lasam ruba mechamasam sheira. If the shade created by that lower level of branches is more than the sun, imsi lasam ruba mechamasam sheira. So yeah. So now we say dami hacha, remove the top level of schach, as if you have this lower level of schach. Instead of raising the floor, now you're lowering the roof, and therefore sheira is kosher. The imla pesula, but if still there's more sunlight than shade from this new level of schach, then it's possible it doesn't work, because then that's not good schach. Or ha'isa gavoa, the opposite case. Ha'isa gavoa yutvachim. Let's say v'hutzin yordan l'toch yud. Let's say you have a sukkah that is 10 tvachim high, a tiny, very short sukkah. That is the minimum height, as the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said at that phase, that's at least yutvachim high. So let's say you have that height, and then you have branches though hanging down. You have branches hanging down, so now you have less space, let's say, than 10 tvachim. So do the same rules apply? So Savra, Abaye Lameimar, so Abaye says, yeah, Abaye thought the same, Chamasam Ruba Meisei Lasam Ksheira. Abaye said that same rules apply. If the shade is more than the sunlight, then this is going to ruin it. It's considered a lower level of schach. But if the sunlight is greater than the shade, then you say, forget this schach, it's as if it doesn't there, and therefore the sukkah is still kosher. Ksheira. So Amalei Rava, one second, how could you compare the cases? Ha dira serucha hi ve'ein adam darba dira serucha. This is a sarach. Sarach literally means masriach, right? It's a disgusting. It's a foul. It's a uncomfortable sukkah. Dira serucha. You can't live in a dira serucha just because there's more sunlight than shade from these branches hanging down. Fine, they're not called good schach, but you can't live in such a sukkah. So that's a dira serucha, right? We're going to have many times teishu kein taduru. You have to live in the sukkah like you live in your house. But you can't live in a sukkah where you have it's a ten tvachim. It's how about 30 inches? It's such a short sukkah, and you have branches hanging down. How can you sit in that sukkah? It's there for the Dira Srucha, and it doesn't work. There is a sheet of the Rambam here on Dira Srucha that is much talked about, because it seems to be a problem. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he quotes it as a din l'chadchila. Even though every other halacha on this daf seems to be a din b'dieved, li'ikuva, as the Ritva here says, every halacha is a din li'ikuva, but when the Rambam quotes this, in Hey Beis, says the Rambam, V'tzorech lihizoher. You should be careful. Shelo yehutzin ba'alin shel schach yardin l'toch hasar tzvachim. Kedei shelo yetzah lo b'yishivaso. So you're not uncomfortable, says the Rambam. V'tzorech lihizoher. V'tzorech lihizoher doesn't mean it's ma'akev. So ask the Brisker Rav and Sefer al-Rambam and ask the Ritva. Ritva says, I don't know why the Ritva doesn't even mention the Rambam by name. He just said there are some mefarshim that say that this is a problem of l'chadchila, and I don't agree. Because, what do you mean? This is a problem of psula, dira srucha. How can you say it's a din l'chadchila, not a dibbeti evan? So that's why the Rambam is a difficult shita. Where does he get it from in the Gemara? That also is a question. But that is actually maybe we'll talk about that when we get to Amud Beis. But that is the shita of the Rambam. There's a brisker rub on this. Maybe we'll mention it now. Actually, we'll wait for a second. Let's just continue first. We'll come back to the brisker rub if we can. Okay, next case. Ha'isa gavoha. Just one other ha'ara. The Tosfos later on Daf Yud Amud Beis, mentions that even though this Gemara says if you have a 10 tefach sukkah with branches hanging down, it's a dira srucha, what if you have a 10 tefach sukkah and decorations are hanging down? go put up decorations that are sukkah. Decorations, is that where that's diras rucha? Says Tosas no. Because decorations are put up, Tosas is a yudim abeis, diras konoi, lo dami lahutsa shiyordin, to be sure diras rucha. The shiny hacha di lenoi asuyin. They're put up to beautify your sukkah. So even though they're going to take away some of your airspace in terms of where you could move around at the sukkah, that doesn't ruin it. It's not a din in physically blocking the space, but if it's put there for beauty, lenoi, says Tosfos, then it doesn't create diras rucha. That's Tosfos' ha'ara on Daf Yoda Mabes. Okay, ha'isa gaboha me esrim amma. Ubanaba istava, let's say it's higher than 20 amos. And you build a platform in the sukkah. So these pictures in the Gemara, we have a satellite view. We're looking down. Yeah, there are three walls in the sukkah. We're looking down at it. And this is a platform in the sukkah. So kinega dofen ha'emsoi apanei kula. So the first case, you build a platform, and now it's abutting all three walls. You build it all along one of the walls, and it goes all the way to the other two sides. So the platform is touching all three walls. V'yesh b'hechsher sukkah, and the platform, the width and the length of the platform is big enough to be a sukkah, and now it raises the floor, and now it's less than 20 tefachim, 20 amos, kishera. So then, it is all kosher. It's kosher, because now your sukkah, you have a new floor that you have raised, and now your sukkah is kosher. There's a big chiddush in Rashi. Rashi says kashera, not only on top of the platform is kashera, Rashi says. Rashi says even next to the platform is kosher. Because once you've been makshir your sukkah, Rashi says even outside that is kosher. Similar, and this similar is what many other Rishonim jump on, similar to the case that we're going to have later on in Daf Yotes, where let's say sometimes your schach overhangs your walls. So your schach overhangs your walls. The Gemara there says, even the outside of your wall, let's say you have schach overhanging, that's also called sukkah. You could sit under that part of the schach. The Gemara, though, that's what Rashi says here too. Just like over there, you're outside your sukkah over there. The overhanging schach that's farther. Exactly, how can you sit there? The Gemara says, that's kosher, that's the pesel hayotze. So too, says Rashi, here too, in your sukkah, where you have a problem in half of your sukkah, so then that's still okay. So many other Rishonim argue, the Ritva and others say, what are you talking about? Over there, the Gemara limits it to cases where your walls also extend out. Right, your side walls are also extending out, so you're really surrounded, number one. Number two, what are you going to tell Rashi, you're going to tell me, let's say you have a sukkah, half of the sukkah has kosher schach and half has pasul schach. So if you have enough in your kosher schach, you can sit under the pasul schach. No, we always have a tree over there, don't sit there. What's Rashi talking about? So again, it's a big chiddush in Rashi. We have to tzarech lafarish what Rashi means. But that is Shita's Rashi here, that not only on top of the platform is kosher, but even next to the platform is kosher. Uminat sad, but let's say you didn't build a platform touching all three walls. We built it the other way. It's only touching two of the walls. The other way it's built in the picture. So if there is four amos or more from the wall to from the platform to the third wall, then puzzle. That's puzzle because you cannot extend. You cannot that there's only two walls here. They're basically only halachically only two walls. Pachos mearba amos kashera. But if it's less than four amos from the platform to the third wall that it's not touching, then it's kosher based on the principle the Gemara is going to say in a minute called dofen akuma. A bent wall. A bent wall means it's a halachal moshe misinai, that as long as it's within Dalet Amos, then it's as if, again, let's say you have the platform touching two walls, so it's as if you bend the top of the wall and the schach connecting to that third wall is really an extension of the wall. And the top of the wall, where the wall meets the schach, is right on top of where the platform's edge is. And therefore, you do have three walls here, but that principle, Dofen Akuma, can only kick in within Dalet Amos. So that is why the edge of the platform to the third wall that it's not touching has to be within Dalet Amos. So says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon. So what's the chiddush of this statement? Darmina Dofen Akuma, that you say this principle, Tanina. We learned it later on in the Mishnah. Bai Shenivchas, what's the case over there? You have a house where the middle part of the roof of the house caved in. So you have a house where the edges of the roof are good. The middle, you have like a hole in the middle of the house now because the roof caved in. V'sichach agabav, and you said, okay, it's the Erev Sukkis, I have to fix my roof. But you know what? Let me make the best of it. So you put schach on top of the hole in the middle of your roof. So the problem is though, the walls are on the outside of the house. So says the Mishnah, how much distance is there from your schach to your walls? How much of pasul schach, let's say, how much of the roof of the house is left? So says the Mishnah, im yishba minakosul asikadal amas tula. If there's four amos or more, then it's pasul. Because you cannot apply the principle of dofen akuma. Ha pachos mikan ksheba, less than that is kosher. Because we say it's as if the wall is bent, You have a rat. Let's say you have an archway. That's also a doorway, right? Yeah, but it's like arched until you get to the schach, and then that's where the wall ends and the schach starts. You learned that in the Mishnah. So what's the chiddush over here of our brisa? You learned that in the Mishnah already. So says the Gemara. Mahu the same hasamu the chazi ladofen abalach the chazi ladofen emalo kamash malah. No, if you'd have only had the Mishnah, you would have said only over there. Can we say dofen akuma the chazi ladofen? Because there. The walls are good walls. They're just far from the schach. They were made as walls. They were always good walls of your house. And they were just far from the schach. Aval hacha, be about 10, 12 minutes. Okay? Shalom aleichem. Okay, not now, please. Okay, 10, 12 minutes. You can sit, please, and learn with us. Aval hacha, dlo chazi lo dofen emalo. But here, they were never good walls. They were very high. They were above 20 amos. So they were good walls. So kamash malan, so that is why, that's the chiddush of our brisa, that even where they weren't called walls yet, they were never kosher walls, they were never good walls. Of your house, they connected to the roof. But here, they were never good walls. Kamash malan, it is okay. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, what chazi ladofen means. The Meiri has a little different lashon. He says, well, they made to be a wall. So your house walls were made to be walls. These sukkah walls, you don't know, it's very tall. So it doesn't have the halachic status of a wall yet. So that's how the chiddush of Dofen Akuma from the Braisa, different than what it said in the Mishnah. Next case, next try. If it's above 20 amos, and you build a platform not against any of the walls. You build a platform right in the middle of the sukkah. And again, from the floor to the schach is about 20 amos, but the platform is mema'eth the space. So same principle. If there's more 4 amos or more from the side of the itztava to the wall, that's possible because you cannot apply the principle of dofen akuma. Pachos me arba amos kasheira, then fine, you can. So Gemara asks, Maika mashmon, darbina dofen akuma, hainu hach. Ay, what's the chiddush? Dofen akuma again. Didn't we just learn that in the brisa? Didn't we just learn that in the Mishnah later on? So ma'u the tema dofen akuma miruach achas amrina nava kol ruach veruach lo kamash malon. You might say that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of dofen akuma was only from one side. You could use 4 dofen akumas. You could have 4 bent walls. The Mishnah never says that. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush of our brisa that you could even have that. Period. Next case. Let's say, now we're not talking about too high, we're talking about too short. You have a sukkah that the height of the sukkah is less than 10 tefachim, very short sukkah. And what do? Instead of somehow raising it, you dig a hole. You dig a hole. So you dig a hole, and now, from the bottom of the hole to the schach, you have 10 tefachim. So you have the height of the sukkah. It's like a little basement going in. So, im yesh misfas chakak galakosel gimel tefachim psula. So now, we're also measuring from the edge of the hole to the wall, but a different shear. We'll have to see why. If there's gimel tvachim, 3 tvachim, much smaller than the alamas, from the edge of the hole to the side, to the wall, puzzle. Pachos bishlosha tvachim shear. Less than 3 tvachim is kosher. So the Gemara asks the question. What's the difference? Why is it that when we have a platform raising the floor, then the shear that it has to be within to the walls is dalad amos, to apply the principle of dofen akuma, and here we say it's 3 tefachim. When you lower the floor, you have a much higher standard, right? It's much more of a chumrah. So why is that? So says the Gemara. Sorry? Oh, so says it's lavud. Rashi says, right, lavud, the first Rashi on top, halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But why do you have to go to the general principle of lavud, which applies in many different places? Lavud means when you have an air, lavud allows you to attach 2 items which are distant from each other, they're within 3 tefachim of each other. That's halacha of lavud. We had an Arab and there was a sheet that says 4 tefachim, we pass in 3 tefachim. So this is lavud, but what about the general halacha Moshe B'Sinai of dofen akuma? So Gemara said there's a difference. Hasam to isa ladofen pachal v'arba abo sagya. Hachal shavuye dofen pachas bishlosha tvachim in ilolo, where you already have a wall and you're just trying to extend it to bend it over. You physically have a wall to be mamshich a wall. Okay, so that you have a little more flexibility. Dalet amos is your shear, but if you have 3 tvach, if you don't have a wall here, you have a very short cell. You don't have any walls yet. Now you dig. You try to create a wall. Sometimes in halacha, creation and extension is different. Creation, to start something new, that's much harder. Creation is something new. Extension, you know, kalas chalas kashas. So to start the wall, to create the wall, that's different than being mamshech. Right? Lamada Radoma we had by the Nes of Chanukah. Why do you have to start, right? Tumah Hucha B'tzibur? Why do you need kosher oil? So Rabbi Yosef Engel and other Achronim say, no, to start the Chanukah Sabayis, to start it, you have different rules. Different rules creating something, creating the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and extending it. Creating a wall is much harder than extending a wall, and therefore it has a higher requirement. Here's a Tosfos. We're not on the farm today. I'll mention the Tosfos, but I'll mention the acronym on the Tosfos tomorrow. Tosfos notes, in this big long Tosfos, that these rules in Hilchas Sukkah seem to be different than Hilchas Shabbos. Because we had certain cases in Masechta Shabbos that said, let's say, could you, to be considered a Rishus HaYachid, could you be Mitztarif, a wall and a hole next to it? Can you make that to be 10 Tvachim? Different rules. Tosfos points out stiras between Hilchas Sukkah and Hilchas Shabbos. That Hilchas are different. Some more Chumah, some more Kula. And Tosfos says, yeah, last few lines of Tosfos, there's a difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. So what's the Bir Hadavar in terms of the Chilah between Sukkah and Shabbos? Very important distinction. We'll talk about that. We'll start with the Reb Chaim tomorrow. But today, we'll finish. But come on time tomorrow. That Reb Chaim is important. We're going to come back to it a few times. So continues the Gemara, though, first. No more platforms. You put a pillar in the middle of your sukkah. Again, it's higher than 20 amos, and you put a pillar there that's 10 tachim high, the yesh bo hechsher sukkah, and now you want to know, is on the pillar, it's wide enough to stand on, it's not like a pillar that we're thinking, a very small pillar, but it's enough to stand on and to sit on. So, sabar, Rabbi Lameimar, good asik b'chitzta. So, okay, now we're going on to a new principle, and a few new principles today. So now we're not trying to use the walls of the sukkah, but a new principle of good asik and good achis m'chitzta, which we added b'seches erevin as well. Good asik means that the pillar has walls next to it, and we imagine that the walls of the pillar, the sides of the pillar, shoot up and act as the walls. The Ritva points out you can't use this as a platform, because there aren't walls by a platform that you see. They're just extending to the wall, to the real walls. The Gemara only brings up good achis and good asik and good achis here by a pillar, because you can see the sides of the pillar and they're nikar, and therefore you'll be able to shoot them up and down halachically using the principles of good achis and good asik. That's why it's brought up here and not earlier by the platform. So Abaya thought to say that if you have this pillar in the middle of your sukkah, you're allowed to extend imaginary the walls up and say therefore you have a good sukkah. Amalei Rava, no. Be'inan mechitzos nikaros veleka. No, maybe in Hilchas Erevin it might apply, but by Sukkah, you need mechitzos nikaros. You need to be able to see the walls. So even the ones that we said before, you saw the walls. They were just extended out, and we say that halakha they were bent. Here there are no walls. It's all airspace. So mechitzos nikaros veleka, you don't have that here, and therefore, that is why it doesn't work. Period. Another possibility, try to fix your sukkah. Tana Rabbanan. No, it's about kundis in visika chagabon. Let's say you have like a chuppah. You have four poles, and you put schach on top of them. So we'll talk about what the case is. There are no walls here. Right? There are no walls, it seems. You just build like a chuppah. Rabbi Yaakov makshir v'chalim posel. Rabbi Yaakov is makshir in that case, and the chachamim posel in that case. So what's the machlokas about? How could Rabbi Yaakov be makshir here? There are no walls. What's he talking about? So Amr, if we want a machlokas, I'll sfas agad. The machlokas is no, you have a roof, and you make a chuppah on top of the roof, and every corner of your chuppah, every corner of your canopy, you're on a corner of the building. Right? So you're on the corner. So that's the machlokas. The Rabbi Yaakov Savar, a good asik mechitzta. Because Rabbi Yaakov there says, because your schach goes to the edge of the roof, and you're standing, the poles are in the corner, so you can apply the principle of good asik mechitzta, the walls of the house shoot up, and there are walls here. You're just extending them up. Rabbanan Savar, lo meaning good asik mechitzta. Rabbanan say, no, we don't say good asik mechitzta in this case. That's the machlokas, says Rav Huna, on the case of the edge. Alo be'emsa agad, but if you have your canopy in the middle of the roof, not on top of the walls, not extending all the way out, Debra Yaakov Psula, then everybody would agree that it's possible, because you can't say, good, if you want to extend the walls of your house, but they're all the way out. They're not, you're standing in the middle of the roof. That's Rav Huna's limitation of the machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar, no, differently, Be'emsa Hagag machlokas. Rav Nachman says, no, there's even a machlokas, even Be'emsa Hagag, Rav Yaakov would say it's kosher. Why? We'll have to see in a minute. Iboy Lahu, I'll just foreshadow, we might not get to it today, because he says you have to have at least a tefach wide poles. So if you split the poles, there's a tefach on each side, so that'll be your wall. That'll be your dopen. You can have a tefach is a wall for this halacha, says Rabbi Yaakov, which we'll see in a minute, if we get to it today, and then that's why there's a machlokas even inside. Ibailu, but the Gemara asks, what does Rav Nachman mean? Be'emsa ga machlokas aval asfasagag divya kol kshira. Is it that there's only machlokas when it's in the middle, but asfasagag, everybody would agree that it's okay? Of good asik? Odilo bemezu bemezu machlokas. Or is Rav Nachman holding that they're both a machlokas? Bain in the middle of the gog, bain on the edge of the gog, teku. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure what Rav Nachman meant. Meisvei, one more minute. Meisvei, not dal kudasin ba'aretz. So we have a kasha now on Rav Huna. He's the first limitation of the machlokas. If you stick four poles in the ground, forget the roof now. You stick four poles in the ground. V'sigal chagabon, and you put tzach on there, Yaakov Machshir v'chalim poslin. So you have the machlokas. So what's the case of the ground is similar to which case on top of the roof? Similar in the middle. So the ha'aris kikab sagag dami. It's like the middle of the roof, but there are no walls on your edges. Become mashar Rabbi Yaakov. And you see there's a machlokas there. So it's yufta, the rafuna, tsyufta. So it's a kasha and rafuna, because rafuna says that the em sagag, everybody agrees is possible. And here you see on the ground, there's still a machlokas. The ode, another kasha and rafuna. The Rashi says, it's the Gemara talking now. The ode, be'emsahu depligi aval asfasagag dibe kol kshera. The case is on the ground. So should we be medayik that only on the ground type of case, like in the middle is a machlokas, but outside, meaning on the edges of the gag, everybody agrees is kosher? Lemitevi tzitha de rafuna betarati. So should we say that part of rafuna is also rejected? Omelacha rafuna, pligi be'emsagag luodin asfasagag. No, there's no diuk. For the fact that the case is on the ground, maybe it's machlokas in both cases. So why is the case? Why is the case of the brisa talk about like an emsa hagag case, meaning on the ground? Well, diach hakocha de Rabbi Yaakov. That's just to tell you how strong Rabbi Yaakov is. That filup emsa hagag nami machshir. That Rabbi Yaakov is even machshir in this case. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't argue in the previous case. He argues on the edges of the gag, and he even argues by emsa hagag. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov? Why don't you say the other case to tell you the chiddush of the Rabbanan? That's based on the principle that it says in base that base koach de hetera adif. Many times the Gemara says that if you have a machlokas, you want to show how far somebody goes in a case of heter. Why koach de hetera adif? So Rashi writes in base of that base that to be machmir into aser doesn't take so much chachma. Somebody comes to a rav and asks a kasha. He says it's better not to. It's really, it should be machmer. He could say that even if he has no idea about it. Right? He could say, you don't know. If you come to a rav and he gives you an answer, you don't know. So hopefully the rav is saying that b'torah as he knows. When you get a heter, you know the rav knows what he's talking about. As long as he's authoritative, he's gone through the process of the, look through the makaros. But says Rashi, it's very easy to be machmer. But to be matir, that's why koach the heter adif. Because you have to really know the halacha in order to give a heter. Right? That shows the koach of the posik. When he could give a heter, the makum, that there's a tzorech, so that's why it is, that's the chiddush, that's why the Gemara says, kochod Rav Yaakov. Okay, we'll stop here, but tomorrow we'll start off with Arab Chaim, the difference between Hilcha Shabbos and Hilcha Sukkah.